Kicking the can down the road is an idiom that means to defer something crucial in hopes that the problem will become somebody else's responsibility. The other day, it occurred to me that kicking the can down the road has become a trademark of contemporary governments worldwide, from the European debt crisis to the so-called sequester to the decision to defer changing the tax on New York's wealthy until a non-election year. In many ways, President Obama's health care overhaul, the Affordable Care Act, is another example of kicking the can down the road. Here at the third anniversary of the reform, the bulk of the law will not begin to take effect until next year, and its full process will continue through 2019, all the way to the presidential election after the next presidential election. Perhaps then, it is small wonder that the Kaiser Family Foundation health tracking poll found this week that a solid majority of Americans, 57%, have no idea what the impact of the Affordable Care Act will be. 3 years after health care overhaul was signed into law, we're still waiting for Godot. The Kaiser Foundation pollsters had the good sense to ask about things that were part of the debate 4 years ago, but not part of the law. They found a majority of people mistakenly believe that the reform will implement a so-called public option insurance plan. 4 of 10 people think that there are government death panels empowered to decide whether Medicare beneficiaries live or die, although this, too, has no basis in reality. The real facts, however, are not encouraging. Inadequate access to care, uninsurance, underinsurance, medical bankruptcy, and state-by-state rationing of care for the poor will remain the order of the day. The real experience for those in need of medical care has not improved. Indeed, in many communities, it has worsened. Still, the Affordable Care Act promises private insurance for the uninsured starting next year. The plans offered through the state exchanges will be benchmarked to cover a minimum of 60% of the anticipated health care costs. That means that a family plan purchased on the New York Exchange will cost about $21,000 a year in premium payments, plus an anticipated $12,500 in out-of-pocket payments. Of course, you can pay more if you want better coverage. In other words, starting this fall, the uninsured will be able to sign up for unaffordable, yet insufficient, health coverage. Families earning less than $92,000 will be given tax subsidies for insurance premiums, but each family eligible will face a significant, personalized calculus problem about whether or not to purchase insurance and take the tax credits. The Kaiser Family Foundation's polling found that most people have no idea about this. I think this reveals popular wisdom, some things we might rather not know. Cynicism and distrust amounts to a healthy impulse in this case. The mainstream media consistently fail to lead with the facts. He said, she said reporting with no grounding in fact dominates the airwaves. Casual attention to NPR and the daily papers invites the conclusions that both death panels and socialism have been vigorously debated on Capitol Hill. The real problem is that the Affordable Care Act kicked the can down the road rather than taking responsibility for the health care crisis that the United States has right now. Small wonder that people don't know how the law will change the status quo when the ACA never aimed to change the status quo in the first place. Unaffordable underinsurance will remain the best we can do. That's what you get when you kick the can down the road until the day when the cans in the road block our way forward. Soon now, we will all need to face the fact that nothing short of a public, national, single-payer health program will be able to control costs, guarantee access to all, improve the quality of health care in the United States, and raise us all up.